Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zechus for their children.
We're learning Meseches Chagiga Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara is in the middle of saying drashas how we know that by Shavuos is tashlum in the kol shiva. That if someone doesn't do a lila regularly, doesn't bring his eilas riyah shal mechagiga on the first day of Shavuos, on the Antiv of Shavuos, he still has 7 days, the 6 days after Shavuos, to be mashlim. Rish Lakish says the following drasha. It says, V'chag HaKotzir. It says, Shavuos is called the Chag HaKotzir, the Chag of cutting the wheat. Eiz the Chag Shadachagig V'Kaitzibay. Havayim Ezu Atzeres. Which Chag are you cutting the wheat? It's a time, the season of cutting the wheat, you could cut the wheat and celebrate. That must be Shavuos. Amos. If you're cutting the wheat on Yom Tov, Ksir B'Yantiv Mishari. El Lav V'Tashlumin. Must be, it could be Chagig. You could bring the Shal Mechagiga on the Eilus Riyah and be Chagig for afterwards. And you still could be Kaitzer. Still could cut the wheat because it's not Yom Tov. So Shlokish brings it as a Rayam that you have Tashlumin called Shiva. So Gemara says, Amrei B'Yechanan Ela Me'at Chaga Osif. It says by Sukkot, Chag Osif, Eiz Chag Sheish Be'Asifa, that you harvest, Havayim Ezu Chag Sukkot, where you harvest the wheat, you bring it into the house, which is also Kael Kama Malachas. Amos, Ilayim B'Yantif, Malacha B'Yantif, Mishar, Yilay Du Malachas on Yantif, like Dosh, and Ma'amir, and Bayer V'Chuli. Ela B'Chayla Shalmayid, Ela Ma'ayin Neseis and Cholamayid, Chayla Shalmayid, Mishar, Yilay Du Malacha Cholamayid, Ela Chag Abba B'Zman Asifa. Chag Asif doesn't mean you actually do the Asifa on Sukkot. You're not allowed to. It means the Chag that comes with Zman Asif at the time that you do the harvesting. Achanami Chag Abab is Zman Ketzira. It means the Chag that comes at the time of the cutting. You don't actually cut the wheat on Shavuos. Shemel, it's not a Raya. That's the Gemara. Now, Terevin asks, and Shasanta Kasha. We know that Ban Yom Tov, Melechas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. You're allowed to cook. You're allowed to do Lisha, Afia, Shchita. The Pasuk says, Achash yachal chal nefesh hu levad yasa lechem. But you find in the Gemara in Behem that Ketzira is Asir. First in the Gemara, to cut on Yom Tov is Asir, like it says here. And also Tzedah is Asir, also a Mishnah in Behem. Yishenim are bothered, what's the Isir of Ketzira? Why aren't you allowed to pick an apple off a tree to eat on Yom Tov? Or Tzedah, to trap fish? Or to trap chayis that you want to eat on Yom Tov, why isn't that also Melechas Eichel Nefesh? That's the Rishaynim's kasha. The two Mahalchim and the Rishaynim. The Rambam and the Rosh and other Rishaynim, the Ran, they hold that it's an Issa Derabban. Midiraisa any Melechas Eichel Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov. But when it says that there's an Issa of Ktsira or an Issa of Tzedah, anything that's nas liyamim rabim, anything malacha that's usually done for a long time, it's not done immediately before eating, there are abundant acid, such a malacha, that looks like a malacha schayil. That's the day of kamer rishayin. I mean, the raisid is no chilik in which malacha. Every malacha fechel nefesh is mutter. And that we find certain malachas that are also like ktsira and tzedah, that's a din derabanan. Now, shaykh and other rishayin, Taisus brings this down, and the Ramban and Melchames holds this way. Told me the Raisid is a chilik. There's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that it says, Acha she'ochal nefesh levad yoslechem. And right afterwards, there's a shmartem es ha-matzos. When do you start watching the matzos? After Lisha. So Lisha ve'elach, from the time of Lisha, malacha, after Lisha, that's mutter. Because that's like kitchen work. That's malacha that's done in the house. That's the malacha se'ochal nefesh which is done in the house. Milisha ve'elach, that's mutter. Mashenk and ktsira. And the malachas that are done in the field, that's aser. The Ramban also says similarly, says that's called malachas aveda, which is aser, even for eichel nefesh. So there is shittas that holds that it's a isa deraisa. In fact, the Turi Evin, the Gemara says, ksiru b'yantif mishari, asifu b'yantif mishari. How is it mutter to do ksiru and yantif? How is it mutter to do asifu and yantif? Bishleim, like the Rishaynim that learn now, like the Yushalmi, that say that there's exeris hakasav, that these malachas are asur and yantif, even for eichel nefesh. So we understand the Gemara. There's no heter, even midaraisa, to do ktsira and asifa and yantif. Shagin lefili rishayin, the Rambam, and the Rosh, and the Ran, that hold that midiraisa, everything's mut, it's only derabanan. So what's the kash in the pasuk? The pasuk says chaga katsir. The pasuk says chaga asif. You could do ksira nyantav. Asarich echal nefesh. You could do ksira. Letzarich echal nefesh. You could do asifa. So what's the pshat? The chayis gemar is a klori raya that ksira and asifa also midiraisa nyantav even letzarich echal nefesh. Zot the turi evans kein raya nisht. It's not a raya because the whole shail in the rishayim is you need an apple to eat. So you line to be kites or an apple. You need to be kites of vegetables that you need to eat. So could you be kites of the vegetables? Hashem came, the Chaga Kotzer. Chaga Kotzer is a pshat that you're going and doing the ktsir of all the wheat. It's the festival of the cutting, the reaping. Pashtus of Chaga Kotzer and Chaga Osef is the main ktsir that you're doing, the main asif you're doing. Avada, that's not for Eichel Nefesh. You don't need to eat this wheat on Yom Tif. You're doing all the wheat, that's your whole reaping of the whole year, the whole harvesting of the whole year. Avada, that's not L'Sarech Eichel Nefesh. The mail of that would be also midiraisa l'kuli alma. Now, fact the Turi Evin as Akasha. In Pesachim, we notice a machlekes rabbin of chista by Eifim Miyamta Fulchayil. By Eifim Miyamta Fulchayil, someone who cooks on Yantav, it's not L'Tzarech Yantav, it's a Tzarech Chayil. Rav Chista also gets Malkus, it's not L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh, it's not L'Tzarech Yantav, he gets Malkus. Rabbi holds he doesn't get Malkus. Why does Rabbi hold you don't get Malkus? Because you say Chayil. Since if Archim would come, it would be necessary for Eichel Nefesh. So you say, Hayil, it's not necessarily not for Eichel Nefesh. If Archim wouldn't be here, it would be considered Eichel Nefesh. That's Gufa could be considered Eichel Nefesh. Midarabanan, it's also anyway. Midarabanan, they were matzah, he should take and need it mamish for Eichel Nefesh. But Midaraisi, you say, Hayil. So fact the Turi Evin, so if you hold like a Chist, it's very good. When you do all your katzir, when you do all your asifa avada, you don't need it for Eichel Nefesh. But if you say Hayil, if a whole army of people will come, so then you'll need it for Eichel Nefesh. So you should say Hayil. If a lot of people will come, so you'll need all the thing that you've been kaitzer nice for Eichel Nefesh. So you should say Hayil. So how could you say, why is it mutta midraisa? It's mutta al tzayil. So Turi Evin matasich with the kasha, he's bothered with the kasha, and he says it could be, you could say that Rabbi Yechanan holds like a chista. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold of Hayil, and Mishlak is also, and that's why they have this problem, Mishari. Or could be, if you want Rabbi Yechanan show like Rabbah, Rabbi Yechanan holds like the Yushalmi, that it is also Midaraisa Duk Tziril Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. But Lamaisa, the Bavli argues, and the Bavli holds it's not Asr, as I get the Turi Evin. Lamaisa, the whole Kash is not so Muchach like when you speak out on a similar Shmuz about Cholamayid from the Netziv. We'll speak it out so shortly in the Shir, because only say Hayil when it is a possibility that the Archim will come and will actually be Eichel Nefesh. But when there's no possibility, or even when there's just a remote possibility that it might become Mutter, it might become Eichel Nefesh, you don't say Hayil. This says that if you cook very close to Shkiyah Sacham and there's no time for the Archim to come, you don't say Hayil. And Taizim Sacham also asked the Kasha, how you ever over on Chil Shabbos, why don't you say Hayil? That if you had a chayla sheyesh b'sakan here, maybe there'll be a chayla sheyesh b'sakana that will need your malacha for a sakana. So it should be muta because of that. And Taisha says, when it's not shchiach, you don't say hayil. It's only when there's some possibility, not such a remote possibility. The mikle archam, good. People could come, they need food. That's a possibility. But to go and say that your entire harvest that you do on all the fields are all going to be eaten up on Yom Tov by a big army of people, that's not shkiach, it's not shayach b'chol could be. You can't even get it ready in time for them. Oh, it's not shkiach. Like upon him, the whole kasha that you should say hayil is not muchach, like we're going to speak this out from the Netziv, l'gab b'chol amayid b'alt. And now let's go a little weiter. The Gemara says, mechlal the tavayim srilu the chayil shalmayid asa b'asiyas malacha. It's a raya that both Ibrahim and Shlokesh hold the chol amayid is asa b'asiyas malacha. And the Gemara goes into various drashas, how you know the Chol HaMoed is asa b'asiyas malacha. What's Yidua? The big machlokes rishonim, if the issa malacha of Chol HaMoed is deraisa or derabanan. Taisus and the Rosh, in the beginning of Ma'id Kadin, Taisus is over here, and the Rambam and Hilchos Yom Tov, they all hold that the malachas Chol HaMoed is only asa midirabanan, midiraisa, there's no issa malacha on Chol HaMoed. And one of the kashas is this Gemara, This Gemara Mamish is Mufurish, it's also Midaraisa. The Gemara is darshaning the Pasuk that you can't say that Chaga Osif means that you're actually doing the Asiva, because Malacha B'chol HaMoed Mishori, you're teaching the Pasuk Chaga Osif that way, that has to be the Raisa de Gedin. So a Gemara in Mayit Katan, is Loimi Baya Evil, Demir Abonin, Alfil HaChol HaShemayit Dei Raisa, which seems very clear that the Malacha B'chol HaMoed is also Midaraisa. But like we said, Kam Rishaynim hold its also Midarabonin, bring other Rais. So how do you answer this Raya? Taisa says that the Gemara in Mayit Katan, which makes the Chilutin Evil and Chol HaMoed, the Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, is because it's an Asmachta. Because it's an Asmachta, so a male, that's why it's called the Raisa. Kein the Raisa. Opposed to Evil, which doesn't have an Asmachta, it only has a Smachta Medivir Kabbalah, so a male, that's not the Raisa. And same thing over here. Well, if you'd have an Asmachta, which tells you that it's also, even though the Issa is the Rabbanan, you wouldn't be able to dash in the Pasuk Chaga Asif, meaning you do the actual Asifa, when there's an Asmachta saying that it's Asir. So it says Asim in a Torah means Ke'en Torah, means as a Chaymer Kilu, it's the Raisa, and you have an Asmachta telling you that it's Asir. All the Josh is an Asmachta, it's not Mamish the Raisa, but still you can't dash in Chaga Asif to mean that you actually do the Asifa because there's an Asmachta saying that it's Asir. Now the Chayr, it's a Pella. If the Maisri is the Rabbanan, so that's not what the Pasuk means. It's just an Asmachta, it's a Smach. The Rabbanan went and was Seimach there, they supported their Isser with this Pasuk in the Torah. But that's not Pshat in the Pasuk of the Torah. So why would that prevent you from understanding Chaga Asif to mean they actually do the Asifa when Midaraisit is Bechlal no Isser to do an Asifa? What's the difference if there's an Asmachta? Also, the Chilik between Chol HaMoed and Evil. The Chol HaMoed is called Shel Torah because it has an Asmachta, and Evil is not called Shel Torah because it doesn't have an Asmachta. What's the Cheshivas of an Asmachta? And you find in other places also the same thing. You find in the Gemara at the end of the second parak of Shabbos, Memem Adlikin, where the Gemara makes the Chilutin Erev Chatzeris and Erev Tchumen. The Erev Chatzeris is Mutta Ben Hashmashis, and Erev Tchumen is Asa Ben Hashmashis. That's how a lot of Rishayim learn Taisis, and they learn what's the chiluk, because Erev Tchumen has an Asmachta, it's also the Rabbanan, but since it has an Asmachta, Al Yetzi Ishim Kaime B'yayim Hashvi, is an Asmachta for Erev Tchumen, the male it's Mocham and it's also Ben Hashmashis. What's the Chaim of an Asmachta? So there's a Gevaldiger Ridva in Rosh Hashanah, Yesaidistik Ridva, Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah, it's on Daf Tezayin. On the Gemara says that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imru Lufanei Malchi Es Kedei Shetam Mechune Aleichem, Imru Lufanei Zichroinis Kedei Shetal Zuchanein Latoivu Bameh B'Shefer, that Hashem says Imru Lufanei Malchi Es. What did Hashem say Imru Lufanei Malchi Es? The whole din of Malchi Es Zichroinis and Shefer, so we say in Rosh Hashanah is the Rabbanan. But there it says that there's a drasha in the Sifra that you say Shavis because there's Zichrin Chua and Zichrin is also Zichrinis, and you learn it from Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that you learn at Malchis, and even though all that's in Asmachta, but still we could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Im Lefanei Malchis, and the verse is why. Shekol ma sheyesh le Asmachta min HaPasuk is Lashin is, Hei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheroi lasis kein, el shle kavu chayva, u'mashu l'chachamim. He says, when you have an Asmachta, it means that the Eivish is telling you this is the right thing to do. This is correct. The Eivish is being ma'ayr to do this. But Asmachta means it's not a drasha gemura. So the Eivish didn't make it a chiv and left it for the chacham if they want to make it a chiv. But the Eivish is telling you to do it. And you could say, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Lefanei Malchis. It's not like the Mepharshim say Asmachta is a simin shnascham, it's a memory aid. It wasn't the kavanah satera lekach. It says, Chas v'shalim, ishtake adavim v'lein yet neymer. It says, shezed as minas he. The Torah does mean that, but it's not a chiv. It's only a ha'ara, and the chacham could do it. That's a lashon ha'ridva. That means the Rambam, in the Akdamah to Pirish Mishnayis, is mashma that it is just a memory. It wasn't the pshat in the pasuk that way. He learns a different pshat in Asmachta, but l'chaya, in order to answer this kasha, Shtim this Gemara that says Mechal Rabbi Yechon Vishlagish both hold that Melech Shkol HaMoed is Asa Minolan, and the Gemara brings a Pasuk. If you're going to say it's the Rabbanan and the Pasuk is Stam a memory aid, so there's no Mokum for the Gemara. It's the Rabbanan. If they were Kaveya a memory aid from the Pasuk, if not, What would be the chiluch alamayit and evil because it's an asmachta? It's clear, it means like the Ritva, that is really the pshat in the pasuk. It's just since it's not a drasha gemur, it doesn't make it deraisa. Like the Ritva says, the pasuk is telling you not that it's a chiyuv, but the pasuk is being ma'irit. The pasuk is like being meramis that the rabbanon should be kaveyit. But that is the pshat in the pasuk. And since the pasuk is being ma'irit, the mail it's very good what Taisa is saying, that if chaga asif means you actually do the asifa, that wouldn't stem with the fact that the pasuk is being ma'irit, that there should be nisim lach and chalamayin. Even though all it is an asmachta. See, Rambam says the Rambam, who also holds that lachas chalamayin is the rabbanon, and like we mentioned, the Rambam in Bakhtamat the Pirish Mishnayis does say that asmachta seems to be saying asmachta is just what Chazal said in order to remember it, but it wasn't the Kavanah Satayra. It could be you could say in the Rambam that it's a machlaikis in the Gemara. If it's the Raisa of the Rabban, the Mishkas Yankiv says, it could be the Rambam learned that when the Gemara says, Mechlal etavayu svirli, the chol shemayit asa basiyas malacha, that itself is a mashmois that other Amiram didn't hold that way. Just Tarvayu, these two held that way. Drashas in the Psukim, but not everybody held that way. Well, the Rambam passed like other Amiram that held it was the Rabbanim. But Al-Kapanim, in Taisus and in the Rosh, it says it's chilik that the Asmachta means, since it's an Asmachta, the Meli, you can't say Chag Asif. It means Asifa Mamish, because there's an Asmachta saying the Chalamayit is Asir. And also the saying the Chalamayit is Muhammad and Evil because of the Asmachta, Meli Gemara calls him in the Raisa. The Chaya has to be explained like the Ritva, that Asmachta that is Gufa the Kavanah Satayra, it just doesn't make it a Chi of the Raisa. Now Taisus brings him a Furishi Yushalmi that it's the Rabbanim. Taisus brings a Yushalmi, famous Yushalmi, that says, that Rav Abimamamul said, that if I would have somebody that will be Nimni me, I'd be Matta the Islam Malacha Chalamayit. And the Lashon of the Yushalmi is, Klum Asu Malacha Al-Kadesh Ya'echel V'Shaysu V'Yegeim B'Teira. The only reason why they asked the Malacha is that people should eat and drink and be Yosek B'Teira. V'Yem Poyechazim V'Echel V'Shaysu. They're eating and drinking and being wild. No point of the Issa Malacha. If it's the Issa Deraisa, what do you mean? Klum Asru Mibnei, the Darshin and Tam of the Kra, and Klum Asru sounds like they're abundant acid, and you can't be Matan Issa Deraisa. L'chayr Isham is Mefurish, it's an Issa Derabanan. And the reason is, Kadei Sha'ech Levashayisim Yigayim B'Teira. So the emphasis is, Akamar Yishayim, the Ramban, in Mayid Katan, and the Rajban of Avodah Zarah, and the Ridvan Mayid Katan, that hold that some malachas chalamayid is asa midirais and some midirabanan. It says malacha that's not letzarech hamayid, and that's not davar avud, that's an isa midirais. That's what we learn from this Gemara, that's an isa midirais. But let's say the malacha is letzarech hamayid, or is davar avud. But Chazal said even letzarech hamayid is an isser of maisa uman, or by davar avud, we even maisa uman is mutter, al kapanim there's an isser of tircha yisera. Restrictions on Tzarech HaMayin and restrictions on Davar Avod itself. And the Ramban holds those restrictions only the Rabbanan. I mean, there's an Issa Malacha, but anything that's Davar Avod and Tzarech HaMayin is Mutta, period. Not Mechalak between Malacha and Malacha. Now, Sheg and the Rabbanan, they said even when you're doing a Malacha for Tzarech HaMayin, you can't do a Malacha Suman. Even when you're doing a Malacha for Darva Avod, you can't do a Tircha Yisera. That's Midar Rabbanan. So that's what it means to Yishalmi. That would make stem the Yishalmi with Agamara. Agamara and the Gemara Ma'id Khan is clear that it's the Raisa. And the Yishalmi is clear that it's the Rabbana. The Teretz is the Ikka, Issa Malacha is the Raisa. But there's some added Chumris. The Raisa is only when it's not Letzarech HaMayit, not Davar Ovid. The added Chumris that the Malachas Uman is also even by Tzarech HaMayit, and Tirchi Yisera is also even by Davar Ovid, that's the Rabbanan. And that's where Rabbi Abba Mamul says he will be matir, because the reason why they asked those malachas is Kadesh Sha'echle V'Shayisin V'Gayim B'Teir, and now the Eichle V'Shayisin of Hechazit. Now the Shaila is, are there three Shittas? It's Mashma from the Achreinim know that there are three Shittas. You have the Shitta, like we said, Taisus and the Rosh, and the Rambam that hold that all malachas chalamayit is the Rabbanan. You have the Shitta of the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ridva, and they hold that the Ikka Malachas Chalamayit is Deraisa, but that's only when it's not Letzarech HaMayit and not Davar Avod. If it's Letzarech HaMayit and Davar Avod, that's Mutter Mideraisa. But in certain cases, Rabbanan Asid, when it's Malachas Uman, when it's Tircha Yisera, that's the Rabbanan. But the Shal is the Rif, and also the Shiltais, and the Sefer Itter, And those that are mashim in astam, they bring down these brises here, they're not mefarish, the achreinim are medayik, even the rishonim, the turis medayik, that they hold as deraisa. Sounds like they hold everything as deraisa. So chay, you don't have the Ramban's teretz and the Yerushalmi. And Turi Evin here, who goes through a tremendous defense of the shittas that it's deraisa, he names on it's deraisa, Yashiv Ulof Taisis and Zrayis, that it says it's derabanan. And Turi Evin says, Yerushalmi and Echinami. The Yerushalmi has no Yishuv. Yerushalmi Avada holds it's derabanan. We don't pass him like the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is Mefurish and Kamim Makayim is deraisa. We pass him it's deraisa. He says, we don't pass him like the Yerushalmi. I mean, he names on that the ones who holds the Raisa, everything is the Raisa. Not like the Ramban Rajmudva. He's naming on, like the pashtus of the early Rishainim, that everything is the Raisa. And we know Paschal like the Yerushalmi. The Mishkan is Yankov, the Chuvis, has a very interesting tshuva, being mechazak the shita of putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The big discussion, whether you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and the shaila is, why is Chol HaMoed called an ice? And some Rishainim say, this is an Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed. If you're about this, an Issa Malacha Chol HaMoed, be the rice, it's called an ice. So Mishkanes Yankov wants to support the Rishonim that hold that there is a Chiv to put tefillin on a Chol HaMoed. He wants to go like the Rishonim that hold that the home Lechas Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanan. So he goes and he says he has a Raya Brura that Lechas Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan. He says like this. He says that we mentioned this before. There's a Machlaikis Rabban Afchista Ba'ifim Yantif L'chayil. Bayantiv is a heter melachas echel nefesh. And what if you're not doing the melacha of echel nefesh? You're doing it lechel without the heter of echel nefesh. If Chris holds, you get malchus. Rab holds, you don't get malchus. Why? Because hayol or mikle archim. If they were archim, it'll be mutu, it'll be called echel nefesh. You say hayol. And in the Mishkan is Yankiv, how could you possibly say that melachas chol HaMoed is also midiraisa? You always have hayol. On Yamtiv, there are plenty of melachas that have no shaychas to echel nefesh. All those melachas are asa midereisa. Any melacha for food, stack only asa midereabanan, because you say hayal. But melachas chol HaMoed, anything with tzarech HaMoed is mutter, any tzarech. So, according to Rabbi that you say hayal, you always have a hayal. Any melacha you do in chol HaMoed, you're doing it for a purpose. So, it could be that that purpose would come out to be in chol HaMoed. So if you hold like Rabbah, it's impossible to say that Melachas Chol HaMoed is Asa Midereisa. Because you always have Hayil. Just like cooking the Yantif L'Chayil is not Asa Midereisa and Yantif, because you say Hayil. So any Melacha you'll do in Chol HaMoed, you could say Hayil, that you'll need it for the Mayin. Or that Davar Avid, that you need this Melacha for Davar Avid. You'll get a big hefset if you didn't do this Melacha. Or he says, Pael V'ein Lo Mayeichal. What if you lose all your money? Berege echad, you'll be a pile of eimah maleichel, and then you can do the malacha. So it's not shayach, you'll never have a malacha that's asa midereisa chol HaMoed according to Rabbi. Wouldn't be shayach such a thing. So mainly he says like this, he says, even if we're going to learn this Gemara Kipshutai, that Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish both hold malachas chol HaMoed is asa midereisa, and all the braises that we bring are telling you it means Kipshutai, it's deraisa. And we say that what Taisa says is an asmacht is a deichik, but that would only shtim if you don't hold of Hayil. And the Gemara Yimsachim there says it's a Machalikas Tanam also about Hayil. Machalikas Yiblazin Yibishua. So you can Zetzai Nis Tanam, but they all don't hold of Hayil. But we who paskin Hayil, it's Bechlal Nat Shaykh for us to paskin Melechas Chol HaMoed is us midiraisa. That's the Mishkanes Yankiv's Kasha. He holds it's a Raya Berura. Lamaisi is clear arguing on their Ramban, who clearly paskins that we do say Hayil, and still he paskins that Melechas Chol HaMoed is us midiraisa. In the Netziv, in Hamek Shela, Shilta Kuf Ayin, where there the Shilta says pretty clearly that Melachas Chol HaMoed is Asa Midereisa, he says it's not a Raya B'chlal. Like we mentioned before, Hayil is not a free-for-all. Hayil doesn't mean any time it could be such a situation, the male it's mutter. Hayil is if there is a possibility. It's shayach that this situation will come up. So even if it doesn't come up, but it was shayach that it could have come up, and the male, that's the heter of Hayil. It's not shayach b'chlal for such a situation to come up. Just because it could have been such a situation, that's not a hayil. So a person does malacha chol HaMoed. He plans, he plows, he waters his field, he builds a house. But often that he doesn't need these malachas chol HaMoed, and it's no real, there's no real possibility that he should need these malachas chol HaMoed, You don't say Hayil. Like we said over the Taisus and Pesachim, every Malacha Shabbos, why isn't it Mutal Tzayil? Because maybe there'll be a Chayil Sheish Pesachana, he's a Malacha. Taisus says, if it's Lo Shchiach, there's no Hayil. So the regular Malacha Sechol HaMayin, it's not Shchiach. If you're doing it, it's Tama Malacha. It's not Shchiach that you'll need it for Chol HaMayin. And Mel, it's Pashat, the Kaminisa, the Raisa of Malacha Chol HaMayin, even Light Rabba. It's only talking about when you're cooking food, you stop cooking food in your kitchen, which you don't need to eat because you ate already. But you never know. More people could come. A few people could come. You're not cooking so much food. And Shaykh people should come that didn't eat. And they'll need the food that you're cooking. And that, Taisa says, if it's late in the day, it's Samach Hashkiyah Sacham, it's not Shaykh that they should come. Avad it's Asr. To go and say that you have a Kasha, how's it Shaykh Bechlal? And Issa Malacha Chalamayin, you have Hoyal that it should be Letzayach Hamayin. It's very Shaykh, it's very Shkiyach to have a lot of cases where there's absolutely no possibility in the world, or a very remote possibility, there should be Tzarech HaMayit. The Avada, everyone doesn't hold the veil. That's in the Tziv Teretz. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah had said that when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree that the Yom Tevayach, the day that everyone has to bring their Karbanos, is after Shabbos, after Shavuos, during the days of Tashlumen. Shavuos is on Shabbos. Everyone agrees you don't bring a Shalom HaChagig and El Suya on Shabbos. Immediately you bring it after Shabbos, you bring it on Sunday. And then the Mishnah says, it's Mutta Behesput of Atainis. Sholil Kayim Devar Oim Matzeres Acher HaShabbos. Which means that really, since it's Yom Tevayach, it's a day that everyone in Klal Yisrael, or most of Klal Yisrael, are celebrating Shavuos, is bringing their Oil Asri and Shalom HaChagigah. Really, that should become an Isser Behesput of Atainis. But Chazal didn't want it to be Asr Behesput of Atainis. Because the Tzedukim say that Shavuos is always Sunday. We mark as a Shabbos and learn Kipshutai. So since this is the Sunday that the Tzedukim hold the Shavuos, you want to show clearly that they're wrong, that really Shavuos is not on Sunday, it's on Shabbos, and therefore we want to show clearly that it's not Yom Tov. If there'll be Nisa, Esav V'tainis, people might think like the Tzedukim that Shavuos is always Sunday, and this is really Shavuos. Samela, when Yom Tevayach is on Sunday, there's no Issa, Esav V'tainis. Vatanya Maisa Umes Alachsa Balud, there was someone Alachsa who died in Lud, Vinichnas the Khaisal the safety, and everyone came to Neka Hesav. So the Braisa says because it was the Yantav of Atzeres. The Makshid says Yantav Salakadaitach, it wasn't Yantav, he'd be Yantav Mika Asr, they wouldn't have come to Masbit. They can't come on Yantav. Ella Ema Mneshi Yem Tavayach, it was Yem Tavayach. So you see, there is an Issa of Atainis Yom Tevayach. So how could the Mishnah say there's no Issa of Atainis Yom Tevayach? It's like Kasha. Kam b'yantiv shechalias achar Shabbos. When Yantiv comes out achar Shabbos, meaning it's chal b'chal, Yantiv is not on Shabbos, then there is an Issa of Issa of Atainis Yom Tevayach. But kam b'yantiv shechalias b'Shabbos, when Yantiv's on Shabbos, so Yom Tevayach is Sunday, we don't want to ask the best of Atainis today, not to give a makom for the tzedukim. But any other day that's Yom Tevayach, when Shavuos comes out b'chol, and any other day is Yom Tevayach, then there is an esav v'tainis because of Yom Tevayach. That's Pashup Pshat in the Gemara. The Mechaber says, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Tzadik Dalet brings halacha l'maisa, that the day after Shavuos is an esav v'tainis. He doesn't bring it l'gabei Sukkos and Pesach, he only brings it l'gabei Shavuos. And his makar, like he says in Beis Yosef, is from the Gemara that there's an esav v'tainis on Yom Tevayach. And it's a shtickle shver. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch say that? But when Yom Tevayach is on Sunday, so there's no Issa of Atainis. So the Levush says, because today we don't have Tzedukim, so we don't have this Gezerah to be mat the Issa of Atainis on Sunday, because we don't have Tzedukim today. So Mela, even on Sunday, there's an Issa of Atainis. Now the Mishnah Melech asks, the Mishnah Melech at the end of Perek Yomel, Nochus Klei Mikdash, he asks that Lechayah that only stems like Beis Shammai. Lechayah only stems like Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, the only time Yom Tevayach is after Shavuos is when Shavuos is on Shabbos. And at that time, there is no Issur Hesav V'tainis. But when Shavuos is during the week, so the Yom Tevayach is not after Shabbos. It's not after Shavuos. The Yom Tevayach is on Shavuos. Because since Beis Hillel holds that you could bring Shlom V'Eilos, you could bring the Shalom HaChagigah and El Asriya on Yom Tov, everyone brings it on Yom Tov. So why Lamaisa is there an Issa Hesav V'tainis? What happened with Reb Tarfon with Alachsa Balud that he said that it was Aser? L'chari according to Beis Hillel, it's not Yom Tevayach. And the Mishnah Melech says, if you're going to say that any day which you could be Chagig is Aser Besed V'tainis, all 7 days, so it's not just the day after Shavuos, it's all 7 days. And he said, Bemis in the Gemara is Shver, because he has a very hard time understanding what's Pshat Nebtarfen, Nebtarfen, like Beishamai. So the Bikur Yosef, Eifenoiden, Simitav, Sadek, Dalad, he says, yeah, that you could say Eptarfen like Beishamai. You see, in Brochus, Eptarfen was a Kanti Batsmi, he was a Tasty Likrais, Kedivre Beishamai. You see, in Yevamos, Rashi says, and after Zion, that Eptarfen was Matamida Beishamai. That's not so Shver to say Eptarfen like Beishamai. Because it is a little bit Shver that he was Leinichu, Kol Yisrael, L'chari, they should own like Beis Hillel. And also says, that's also a Bissel Shver, that was Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass him like Beis Shammai. And according to Beis Hillel, it's not Yom Tovayach. So why is there an Isser of Hesav Atayinus after Shavuos if according to Beis Hillel, it's not Yom Tovayach? So in Shver, the Bik Yosef says that Hayos, that when Shavuos is on Shabbos and Sunday is Yom Tovayach, there should be an Isser Hesav Atayinus. And there's not because of the Tzedukim. The Melech Hazal said, so on other years, the day after Shavuos should be also Hesed V'Tainus because it came like to show that we really do want to ask the Yom Tovayach Hesed V'Tainus. We're just not doing it because of the Tzedukim. So other years we do ask the day after Shavuos Psazecher that Yom Tovayach there is an Issa Hesed V'Tainus. That's what the Bik Yosef says. He wants to answer maybe the Magen Avraham is a Shver Magen Avraham. He wants to answer with it. Ayin Shom. Shulchan Aruch Rav says also, his vices is also bothered with the same Kasha, Gvaldik Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. He says that since a lot of people in Klal Yisrael held like Beishamai, Beishamai was Mukhra like Beis Hillel. Beishamai was a Gevaldik Yeshita. Mail covered the fact that for the people held like Beishamai is Yom Tovayach, the male, that's why it's an Issa Hesbe V'Tainus. The Mishnah Lamelech says that that's all the Deichik. It's very shver for them to learn this Gemara is like Beishamai. According to Beis Hillel, there is no Yom Tovayach. Muslim shot like this. The Maksha thought that the reason why Abtarfin didn't allow Hesped was because of Yom Tovayach. That's what the Maksha thought. But when the Tartzin said, Loi Kasha, Kam B'yantav Shcholis Acha Shamis, Kam B'yantav Shcholis B'Shamis, the reason why when Shavuos is Chal B'chol is an Issa, the day after Shavuos, has nothing to do with Yom Tovayach. It's because of Isru Chag. Isru Chag is a Gemara in Sukkah called Issa Issa L'Chag. The Mishnah Melech doesn't bring it, but they bring the Yerushalmi, that talks about the day after the Yomtiv being the ben, the benod, the mayada, the ben of the Yomtiv. Din of Ishuchag, and then Mr. Ramah, and Simon Tavchav Tess holds the din of Ishuchag, the day after every single Yomtiv, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, there's an Issa Esmu V'Tainis, is the din of Ishuchag. So that's Pshat in this Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is also the din of Ishuchag, that's why he didn't allow them to do Esmu V'Tainis. So when Shavuos is on Shabbos, even though it's Ishuchag on Sunday, but Shalai, Lelekayim, is Divir, Oim, Metzeres, Acha Shabbos, they didn't wear Makban and Isruchag, they would be Mutav Esav Atainis. Mashenk in old time is an Isav Isruchag. Other Achreinim hold it's a Deichik, the Gemara didn't say this is Atz Isruchag. That's what the Mishnah Lamelech says.
Chagiga Daf Yud Chesem Ad Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Neutlin Liyadayim Lechulin, Ule Meiser, Ule Truma, Ule Kodesh Matbilim. The din is that one is supposed to do Netilas Yadayim, wash his hands, when partaking of Achilas Chulin or Meiser, or truma. L'koidesh, matbilin, you're supposed to be toivel the adayim. Ulechatos, to involve yourself with the mayim hamiskadshim be'efer parah, the mayim that they used to sprinkle on tamei mesim, it goes up one more level. And that is, if the hands became tamei, one has to be toivel his whole guf. Now, when we say, noitlin li'adayim l'chulin, there are two ways to understand what it is that the Mishnah is referring to. One way to learn is that we're talking about the takana that we know, everybody knows that before sitting down to a suda, you're mechuyev to wash your hands. And that is whether you know that the hands became tameh or not. There's a din of netilas yadayim lesuda. And that is the way the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos learns our Mishnah. He says that this is the place where Rabbeinu HaKadosh put in the Mishnayos the din of netilas yadayim lesuda, the regular din that when one eats Chulin, he has to wash his hands first. However, the Meiri learns the Mishnah differently. He understands that the Mishnah is really discussing not the din of achilas chulin, rather the din of touching chulin. Now you'll ask, what does it mean that you have to be neutlin liyadayim lechulin? You're allowed to be metame chulin. The answer is, says the Meiri, that we're talking about a person who is oichel chulav b'tahara. There's a special category of people called a chaver, or a parish, which is described by the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos in Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel of Demai, And this person is medaktik b'inyanei tumah v'tahara, such that even his chulin, he keeps to the same standard that a kohen keeps truma. And therefore, since stam yadayim are a sheni l'tuma, and a sheni l'tuma could be poisel esa truma, because truma could become a shlish l'tuma, that makes it posel. So too, this person needs to wash his hands before touching chulin. Because although chulin, generally speaking, cannot become more than a sheni l'tuma, it can't get lower than a sheni l'tuma, but if you eat your chulin al taras hatruma, then it's treated just like truma. And therefore, it's possible to passel it, to make it into a shlishi, if you touch it with unwashed hands. So those are two ways of understanding what exactly the subject matter of our Mishnah is when it says, Netli Adayim L'chulin. What is the Hezber in the Machloikis? So the Meiri himself explains, as we already mentioned, the next part of the Mishnah after Netli Adayim L'chulin, Ula Meiser Ula Truma, it says Ula Kodesh Matbilin. Kodesh is different than Truma, Chulin and Meiser, in that it's not enough to just wash your hands from a Kli, you have to be Toivel the Adayim. Now that special din of Kodesh, is that a halacha that requires anybody who partakes in a suda in which he's eating kudshim to be tovel his hands, regardless of whether he knows that his hands became tummy or not? Or is it a statement about what it is that a person needs in order to be metaher his yadayim that he knows became tummy when handling kudshim? And until he's metaher his yadayim through tevila, the yadayim remain tummy. So the two tzadim legabi kachim are, is there a halacha, just like we said before, that when you start a suda of chulin, we all know that you have to wash your hands in the tzil yadayim. Maybe there was a special halacha that was said legabi kachim, the same exact type of halacha. Before a person sits down to eat a meal of kachim, he has to be toivel yadayim. The second side is, there was never a takana that a person who eats kodshim has to be toivel his yadayim. Rather, there is just a special halacha how to be metaher yadayim. If you know already they became tameh and you want to touch kodshim, they do not become tahar le'inyan, touching kodshim until you are toivel them. So, says the Meiri, that if you understand that there's no halacha that before a person eats kodshim, he has to be toivel his yadayim. Rather, the special din about kodshim is legabi negias kodshim, that you can't touch kodshim with the hands that weren't nitbal, because until you're toivel them, they're considered to still be tamei. Then it would make no sense to understand the beginning of the Mishnah of Neutlin Liadayim to be referring to the special halacha that you have to wash your hands before eating chulin. Because the Mishnah has to be symmetrical. Whatever you start out talking about, Neutlin Liadayim Lechulin, Ulamais Lechuma, Ulakaidish Matbilim. Whatever it is that we require, Legabe Chulin, Meister, and Truma, Legabe Kachim, we say Matbilim. So if Legabe Kachim Matbilim does not mean Le'inyan Achilis Kachim, then the beginning of the Mishnah can't mean Le'inyan Achilis Chulin either. And since the Meiri is of the opinion that L'Kodesh Matbilin indeed does not mean L'Inyan Achilas Kachim, rather, L'Kodesh Matbilin means L'Inyan Negias Kachim, that if your hands are already Tamei, then the only way to get them Tahar L'Gabi Kachim is by being Toivel them, then the beginning of the Mishnah has to be addressing the same thing, that Neutlin L'Yadayim L'Chulin, that if you want to touch Chulin, then you have to wash your hands first, and the only way that that could be understood is if we're talking about a person who's Oicha Chulav B'Tahara. Masha Ein Kein the Rambam, says the Meiri, holds that the din of the Kodesh Matbilin is even a halacha if you want to eat kodshim. And even if you don't know whether or not your hands became tummy, you're mechuyev to wash your hands before eating a suda of kodshim. Therefore, it's possible for the Rambam to learn that the din of Neitlin Yadayim that's mentioned in our Mishnah is the regular din of Netilas Yadayim before a suda. Rashi, in Dibur Mascha Ula Kodesh Matbilin, actually learns like the Meiri says is Shitas Rambam. Because Rashi's lashon is Avolecha Shlomim Echatus Vashem Lekainim Yesh Maila Shetzarch Lahatbil Yadayim Barboim So Va'afal Pishainan Ela Stam Yadayim. Even though they're only Stam Yadayim and you just want to eat, you're mechuyev to be toivel your Yadayim. The Sfasemis actually mentions a diak from the Mishnah that would support Rashi's position. He says the lashon of the Mishnah by everything until Lechatus is Neutlin. Neutlin liyadayim lechulin ulamaiser lechuma. When it comes to Kodesh, matbilin. By Chatas it says, im nitmu yadav nitma gufoy. So it sounds like everything up until that point is not necessarily im nitmu yadav. It's the halacha that stam yadayim require nitila or tvila for Kodesh. Now, the obvious question on the Me'iri is that in the Sugya, it seems to be Mavur the exact opposite. Because the Gemara asks a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Bikurim, where it says that only Bikurim and Truma are Tu'un and Netilas Yadayim. And our Mishnah says you need Netilas Yadayim for Chulin and Meiser. So the Gemara answers, Kan Ba'achila, Kan B'Negiyah, that our Mishnah is talking about eating Chulin, and the Mishnah over there is talking about Negiyah's Chulin. After the Gemara rejects that answer, the Gemara says, Kan Ba'achila de Nahama, Kan Ba'achila de Peiri. So no matter what, it's Mavur that the Gemara understands our Mishnah to be talking about Achila, either all Achila of Chulin or just Achila's Pas of Chulin. And the Me'iri is learning that we're not talking about Achila. So the Me'iri himself raises this point, and he says that what the Gemara means is not that the Netilas Yadayim is only required because the person is going to eat. The Netilas Yadayim is necessary in order to be metaher his hands so that he shouldn't be metame the food when he touches it. However, what the Gemara means is that the people that we mentioned before that are makbid to keep chulin to the standard of truma is only by oichel chulav betahara. It's not the derech to be makbid on every single negiyah. Furthermore, it's only legabe pas that the kpeda really exists. So he says that, of course, when the Mishnah says, Neutlin liadayim lechulin, the kavana is, like he explained before, that if a person wants to be mitahere his yadayim, which he knows became tamei, so as not to be mitame the chulin, that he holds to the standard of truma, is to be neutl liadayim. We're not talking about the special mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat a suda of chulin. We're talking about what would get rid of the tumah that you know is there. The answer is netilas yadayim. All the Gemara means is that this kpeda, to ensure that your chulin are still tar, is only prevalent by a person who is eating and eating pas. Because then the person wants to make sure that he's oichel chulav v'tahara. Now we mentioned before, the Shittas Rashi, that when it says in the Mishnah l'kodesh matbilin, it means le'achol shlamim. Oichatas v'ashem l'kainim. Asks the Michas Chinuch, a mitzvah kuvav ois aleph, that shlamim, we can understand why one would have to be matbil yadayim. Because shlamim, you can eat in the entire Yerushalayim. However, chatas and asham, how could Rashi say that there's a halacha to be toivel yadayim in order that he could eat a chatas and asham? Chatas and asham are kachik kadashim, and they're only allowed to be eaten in the Azara. And there is a klal called Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash. The Chachamim weren't geyser Tumas Yadayim in the Mikdash. So how can Rashi learn that the din of Tfilas Yadayim is Negeya when a person eats Chatz and Asham? So Lefi, what we just explained, B'Shitas Rashi, that the din of Tfilas Yadayim L'Kodesh is similar to the din of Netilas Yadayim L'Suda, which is a halacha not necessarily relating to the Tumah that's on the Yadayim. Rather, it's a halacha that before partaking of a Suda, one must be Neutel Yadav, even Stam Yadayim. Yadayim that he doesn't know became Tumah. He has a mitzvah to wash his hands before the Suda. And we saw that Shittas Rashi is that the same thing holds true Ligabe Kodesh, that you have to be Toivel Yadayim, Stam Yadayim. So then it doesn't make a difference whether Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash or not, because the halacha does not relate to the Tumah that's on the Yadayim. This is a teretz offered by the Tzion Yerushalayim. However, it's difficult to explain this as Pshat in Rashi, because as we will explain later, the only reason, Lefi Shittas Rashi, why we were misakin that one has to wash his hands before eating a suda, is strictly because of Srach Truma, which means, as Rashi explains in Chulin Daf Kuvav, that Yadayim have a din of a Sheni L'Tuma, and they passel Truma, and in order that people who eat Truma should become Nisragel, in washing their hands, they told people eating Chulin to do the same thing. And as we will explain later from the Briskerov, this special takana of Srach Truma was that Chazal were Goyzer, a Tuma on the Adayim, and the Din Netila that they were Misakin, Mishur Srach Truma, was strictly a halacha to get rid of that Tuma. Which means that even the din of washing Stam Yadayim is not merely a ritual, a special mitzvah that they said, wash your hands before Chulin, Mishum Nikiyus, or Kedusha, as we'll see later some learn. Rather, the whole din, the whole mitzvah that Chazal gave a person to wash his hands before eating Chulin was a mitzvah to get rid of the Tumah that's on his Yadayim. In which case, it's impossible to understand Beshitas Rashi that they told a person in the Azara to be Toivel Stam Yadayim before eating Kodshim. Because Bishlam, if we were to understand that the din of Netilas Yadayim before Chulin and Tfilas Yadayim before Kodesh was not a halacha that Chazal told you get rid of the Tumah, rather was a mere ritual, Mishum Nekias and Kedusha, that they told you to wash your Stam Yadayim, then we can understand that even if Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash, but anyway, Chazal said that Stam Yadayim require a certain level of Kedusha and Nekias, and therefore, Legabe Kodesh, they required a greater level. But once we become aware that the Shita of Rashi is that the whole Takana of Netilas Yadayim Kodem Suda is strictly a halacha to get rid of the Tumah that's on your Yadayim, and we know that Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash, we're left wondering, how could there be a din in the Azara of Tfilas Yadayim L'Kodesh? There is no Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash. So the Mikdash David in Simen Memhei Ois Dalid gives a very innovative pshat to answer Shitas Rashi, and that is based on the assumption that the din of Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash is only true in the Azara and not in the rest of the Harabayis. That is assumption number one. And assumption number two, and this is something that we discussed on Daf Pei Vav and Psachim in this series, that there are lishkais, rooms or offices in the Azara that are benuyais, b'choyol and psuchais l'koidish, which means that they're opened up to a makam koidish, to the Azara, but they're benuyais b'choyol. They're built in a place which is not niskadish b'kdushas Azara. Legabe certain dinim, they have a halacha of the Azara, and legabe other dinim, they do not. One of the halachas legabe which they are considered kodesh, they have a din of the Azara, is achilas kodshe kadoshim. However, says the Mikdash David, legabe the din of Ein Tumas Yadayim b'Mikdash, they do not have the din of the Azara. Meaning that there is a din, Tumas Yadayim, in those lishkas. Therefore, he says, you can very easily answer the Minchas Chinuch's question. He asked, how is it that Rashi can say that the din of Tevila L'Kodesh was said with regards to the consumption of a Chatas V'Ashem? He asked that Chatas and Ashem are Kodshe Kedoshim, therefore can only be eaten in the Azara, and over there Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash. Very simple. When you eat the Chatas and Ashem in those lishkas, you're yoytze the din of eating in the Azara, there's no problem, but it's still a place in which you have the din of Tumas Yadayim, because it is not considered Kodesh L'Gabe, the din of Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash. And we could add to his teretz, based on a Tosis Rid that we mentioned over there in Daf Pei Vav, in Psachim, that it's not just that the Mikdash David found an obscure case with which to answer the Michas Chinuch's question. Rather, we could say that it's muchach that a person who's eating kodshim, like Chatas and Asham, is eating it in those lishkas dafka. And that is because there's an inherent problem. How can a person ever eat kodshim in the Azara? One of the dinim that achilas kodshim requires is lemoshcha, legdula, kederach shamalachim oichlin. As the Gemara explains in a few places, chulun daf kuflamed beiz and soita daf tesvav, kohanim have to make sure to eat kodshim like kings would eat it. Now, a king does not eat standing up. So there's a problem. How is it possible to eat Kodshe Kedoshim in the Azara? You're not allowed to eat it outside the Azara, yet you are not allowed to sit in the Azara. Ein yeshiva b'Azara el l'malchus beis David b'lvad. So he explained then, based on the Tosfos Rid, who says that they used to eat the Kodshim in these lishkos, because legabe the din of achilas kodshim, it had a din of Azara, but legabe the din of Ein Yeshiva Bazara, it does not have a din of Azara. Memela, this was the only place to eat the Kodshe Kedoshim, and that's why the Eitzah of the Mikdash David is not so far out. However, there is a much simpler teretz to the kasha the Mechaz Chinuch is asking on Rashi. And this is a teretz that we mentioned also in this series, in Psachim and Daf Yutes Amr Aleph. And that is that we show over there that there is a fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and Rashi, how to understand the basic pshat and what it means that Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash. The lashon of the Rambam in Perikches Halacha Vav of Hilchas Avos HaTumah is Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash. Shebishah shegozer tumal yadayim legozer b'mikdash. Ela hanegeya ba'oichlin tmein chayotze behen, somebody who touches oichlin tmein, or the like, bein shenaga b'mikdash, bein shenaga chutz l'mikdash, no matter where he touched them. But the point is that he became tamei, his yadayim became tameim. The naga b'kodshim b'mikdash, and he touched kodshim then in the beis hamikdash, loy tamon. He didn't make those kodshim tamei. V'im naga chutz l'mikdash, if he touched kodshim outside the mikdash, harezim etamei es hakodesh, upoysel es hatruma, k'moy shizbar. So the Rambam is very clear that the rule of Ein Tumas Yadayim B'Mikdash does not relate to the davar hametame es hayadayim, to the thing that's making the yadayim tame. That could happen in the mikdash or outside the mikdash, makes no difference. The point of ein tomes yadayim b'mikdash is that once a person has yadayim that are tmeyos, those yadayim do not impart tumah to something else when it's inside the beis hamikdash. Lefi zeh, the Michas Chinuch's question is a very good question. Because why would a person, before eating kodshim, have to be toivel yadayim? After all, those yadayim, even if they're tameh, because he was metameh them already, would never be metameh kodshi kadoshim, since he has to eat them inside the azara. However, Rashi, in Psachim and Daf Yud Tesamid Beis, seems to learn the exact opposite. Rashi's lashon there is shelo nigzira gzeiras yadayim b'mikdash li tameh, which means to become tameh b'davar she'ein metameh adam. And then he continues later and says the ilu chutz lemikdash, outside the mikdash, the yadayim become tameh b'tumah kol dehu afilu staman mishum yadayim askaniyos. So the shita of Rashi is ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash means that there's no din of tumah to make the yadayim tameh in the beis hamikdash. But suppose somebody touched something tummy outside the mikdash, and then he comes into the beis hamikdash, there is tumis yadayim. Ein tumis yadayim b'mikdash doesn't have to do with the tumah that the yadayim are imparting to something else. It has to do with the kabbalah tumah of the yadayim. Lefi zeh, we understand our Rashi. Because it may be true that ein tumis yadayim b'mikdash, yadayim do not become tummy in the mikdash, but once yadayim are tummy, they could be metami things in the mikdash. Therefore, Rashi holds that you have to be toivel yadayim even in the kodshi kadoshim. So that's why it's possible for Rashi to say even if a person is eating a chatas or an asham. Now, we already mentioned that there are various ways to view the geder of the din netilas yadayim, the chazal or mesakin. And this has various nafkaminas. The Gemara says in Chulin daf kovav med alef, Amar Rav Iri bar Oven, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashiyan, Netilas yadayim l'chulin mipnei srach truma. The reason why Chazal were misakin the din of Netilas yadayim l'chulin was because of srach truma. As we explained earlier, since yadayim are poisless as a truma, because they have a din of a sheni l'tuma, Chazal were misakin even for oichle chulin that they should be Noitel Yadayim, in order that people should get accustomed to the idea of washing their hands, and that way Oichli Truma will be saved from eating Truma that became pusle from Yadayim. Continues the Gemara, and it says, V'oid Mishum Mitzvah. So number one, Netilas Yadayim L'chulin is because of Srach Truma, and number two, Mishum Mitzvah. What does it mean, Mitzvah? My Mitzvah? Amra Abaye, Mitzvah L'shmoya Divrei Chachamim. Rashi explains, Mitzvah L'shmoya Divrei Chachamim Shetiknuha. It's a mitzvah to listen to Chachamim who are misaking it. And Tosfos says, this is very strange. How do you define that as a ve'oid? First you tell me because of srach truma. Now who is misaking mishum srach truma? It's a mitzvah derabanan. Ve'oid mishum mitzvah. So it only comes after the takana, after Chazal were misaking mishum srach truma. Now there's a mitzvah l'shmoy devar Chachamim. But how could the Gemara say netilas yadayim is because of srach truma and furthermore because of the mitzvah? So Tosfos learns differently than Rashi. Tosfos learns Mishum Mitzvah means Mishum Nikius. As far as Shittas Rashi, how to be Miyashiv Rashi, there is a Shitta Mekubetzis over there on the side of the page that explains that Rashi understands like the Rashba, who says that if it were only because of Srach Truma, that would have been enough for a person to have to wash his hands, even if the Chachamim weren't Mitzaveh. V'oid Mishum Mitzvah, not only is there a motivation to wash your hands because of Srach Truma, but then Chazal went ahead and were Misakin to wash the hands, but it's all because of Srach Truma. But that's not the way that Tosfos is learning. Tosfos understands that the Gemara is actually citing two separate reasons for the takana of Netilas Yadayim. Number one, because of Srach Truma, and number two, because of Nikius. Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amid Aleph, says, Mishum Kedusha Unikius. On Kol Ponim, we still have to wonder why, according to Tosfos, would the Gemara say that reason number one is because of Srach Truma, and reason number two is because of Mitzvah L'shmoya Divrei Chachamim. They're both because of Mitzvah L'shmoya Divrei Chachamim. It's just that Tosfos holds that there are two reasons for the Takanas Chachamim. But reason number one, Mishum Srach Truma, doesn't seem to be any less of a Mitzvah L'shmoya Divrei Chachamim than reason number two, Mishum Kedusha Nikias. So this actually opens us up to a very fundamental hesber given by the Brisker Rav, and this can be found in the Chedushi HaGrach in the stencil Gittin Tesvav, and in the Brisker Rav in Soita Daf Dalet, in which he explains that there is a very basic difference between the two separate dinim that you see Tosfos attributing to the din of Netilas Yadayim. Meaning the definition of the din Netilas Yadayim has a totally different definition when it's a result of Srach Truma and when it's a result of the need for Kedusha and Nekiyus. And that is that the takana that Chazal said, Mishum Srach Truma, is begeder an iser. There's tumah on the hands. And Chazal told us, do not eat bread without washing your hands, because you're not allowed to eat bread with yadayim tmeyas. In which case, says the Briskerov, the function of the netila is to be metaher the yadayim, and memela the iser goes away. However, he says, the takana, mishum kedusha and nikias, its gather is a mitzvah. Chazal gave a person who wants to eat a suda a mitzvah of netilas yadayim, not an iser, don't eat bread without being metaher your hands. Rather, a mitzvah to be noig with Kedusha and Nikias when one eats a suda. Mimela, says the Briskerov, we understand why it is that Legabi, the second din of Kedusha and Nikias, the way that the Gemara refers to it, is mitzvah l'shmoy divrei chachamim. The person who's washing his hands mishum srach truma is not washing it because mitzvah l'shmoy divrei chachamim, he's washing it because he was given an iser. Masha'enkein, the person is washing his hands because of the second din of Kedusha and Nekiyus, va'oid mishum mitzvah. He's doing it because they made a special mitzvah to wash one's hands before a suda. What would be a nafkamina between these two halachas? One nafkamina is a discussion that the poskim have legabi the din of an oinein. We know that an oinein is pater from all mitzvahs because the oisik b'mitzvahs kvura is pater from the mitzvah or because of the kavod ha'meis, but he is still not allowed to be over isurim. Is he chayav benetilas yadayim before eating bread or not? The Birkei Yosef, that's brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva, Yerideh Simen Shimem Aleph, says that you're chayav to wash your hands. Of course, without a bracha, because he doesn't have a din to make a bracha. And he explains, because you're not allowed to do isurim, you're only pater from mitzvahs. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tofresh Mem in the Sharatzian Ois Mem Ches brings the Bikur Yaakov, who says that an oinein is pater from the tilas yadayim. Lefi the Biskerov, it would depend. Mitzad, the din asrach truma, which he explains is an iser, an oinein would be chayiv. But mitzad, the second din of mishum kedusha nikias, an oinein would be potter. So it could be that the Bikur Yaakov, who says that an oinein is potter, understood that there's only one din, and that din is a din mitzvah. Not like the chiddush of the Briskerov, that there are two aspects to the mitzvahs netila. Mitzvahs, an oinein is potter from. Masha'enkein, the Birkei Yosef, obviously understands that there is an iser aspect. And that works well with the Yisoid of the Briskerov, that there's also the Srach Truma issue, which is, according to him, not just a positive mitzvah that they gave you, but the form that it has is one of an Isser. With this, the Briskerov explains the Shita Sa'aruch. Tosfos in Psachim Daf Mevav Med Aleph brings down that the Chachamim were Mekel for somebody who is Hoylech B'derech. He's on the road and he does not have water for Netilas Yadayim. Even if he would walk 4 milin Lefanav or 1 mil Acharav, that's the shear that they require the person to walk in order to find water for Netilas Yadayim, the person is Pater. Says the Aruch, what he should do is wrap his hand in a mappa, use some sort of cloth, wrap his hand, v'yoichel, and he should eat. And that is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel Sif Aleph. And the problem, says the Briskerov, is that ordinarily, if a person does have water available, the Shita of the Aruch and Roi Rishonim is that it does not help you to wrap your hand in a mappa. You need Dafka Netil Sidayim. This is not like Shitza Ramba. Like is Mashma from the Sugya in Chulun Kuf Zayin. So generally speaking, Krichas Mappa doesn't help. Now this person is Putter from the Netil Sidayim. Since they made him putter from the Netilas Yadayim because he's on the road and doesn't have water, why would they tell him to wrap his hands in a mappa? He's already putter. And as far as wrapping your hands in a mappa, that doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, as we see that when a person does have water, it doesn't help him to be koirich yada b'mappa. So memanav shach. There's no reason to be mesakin that when he's on the road that he take a mappa. Answer the Biskerov. That even though when a person doesn't have water, they said that he's pater from the mitzvah aspect of netila, but they still weren't mater the iser aspect. Yadayim tmeis, he's not allowed to eat. So legabi that halacha, we told him, take a mappa and wrap your hand. That way you won't be eating with yadayim tmeis. The reason why ordinarily when a person does have water, he's not allowed to take a mappa and wrap his hands is because he'll then be lacking the mitzvah aspect. But this person's pater from the mitzvah aspect. He's left with the iser. Legabi the iser, it helps to be koirich yadav b'mappa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or a masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.